Well, shall we start with prayer then? Shall we ask God's blessing on our time together? Well, God, it is a privilege to meet in the midweek like this, and even just for a few minutes to open your word and speak to you and hear you speak to us in your word. And then we can pray and, oh God, then address ourselves to you. And we thank you that you are a God who will be among us by your Spirit and bless us in your word. We pray that you will speak to us and then help us in our prayers. We ask this for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Well, I've just got a very small text for you today. But let me start with this. I would guess if you asked the average man or woman in Bedford what they think the Bible is going to say to them, they would think it's a dry and dusty old book, wouldn't they? And have no relevance for them at all. Full of old-fashioned stuff. Nothing to do with them. Yeah? Well, they've obviously never read it. They've never read the words of the Lord Jesus, for example. And I've got some words of Christ for you. Luke chapter 12 and verse 23. And this is what Christ says. He's preaching to a large multitude. Thousands are gathering. They're actually treading on one another. There's so many who want to hear him preach. And he says this. Life... You'll know the text when I started. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. You'll probably remember it in the old authorized. Life is more than meat, and the body more than raiment. But let's get down to the modern words. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes or raiment. Now, I say to you, that is exceedingly relevant to today. You will know this better than I do. I'll get this wrong, but you'll correct me. If you look at your television schedule, this is what I notice. I haven't got a TV, but I've got an iPlayer, and I can, I've got a computer, and I can see it on there. And it seems to me that the TV schedules are... a fair number of them taken up with food programs. I mean, you can start. I'll start you off. Is it the Great Bake Off? Is there something called the Bake Off? What is that? Yes. And I remember, I'm an old codger, and I remember Delia Smith. You remember that? And you can go on, and you can go on filling it all out, can't you? Seems to me they're back to back, these programs. Bread making, coffee, wines, ice cream, cake decorations... dining out, it's food all the time. It's a generation that seems to live for food. Most churches can't exist now without providing food. They've never heard the text of Paul, don't they have houses to eat and drink in? Well, he said that,
It's true.
I say food is one of the great gods of this age. Eating. Tomorrow night there'll be another set of programs on slimming. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No? Well, I reckon it is. This diet and that diet and all the rest of it. I had a shock the other day. It was a shock to me. I happened to see on a BBC news website. I happened to see things that just attracted my attention, and I had a look at it. And it was a young Korean girl. And she... oh, well, let's see if you can get the numbers. She makes her living by having a video taken of herself, and then she puts it on YouTube, which is a place on a computer where anybody who's got a computer who wants to can actually watch her. And they can watch her. And do you know what she does? All she does is eats. She has a video taken of her eating. And she's usually eating in a very gluttonous way. Now, if you want to go on YouTube, you can become what's called a subscriber, which means you tell that person, please let me know automatically whenever you put a new YouTube up, because I'd like to see it. You become a subscriber. People subscribe to my YouTube. not many, but they do subscribe, sir. Now, let's see, how many people do you think subscribe to this Korean girl who's having videos of her eating? Anybody like to guess any numbers? Somebody guess.
10,000?
10,000, that's a big number. Anybody get any advance on 10,000? It's nearly 2 million.
Oh.
No, you don't believe it. It's 1,900,000 or something. Oh, I'm not kidding you.
I heard that.
Huh?
I heard that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you another figure. They said to her, how much money do you make from this because of the adverts going with it? How much do you make from people watching you eat? I'm talking about food. Gluttonously. She's eating two legs of chicken at a time. That kind of thing. You know, that's the kind of thing it is. How much do you think she makes a year? I don't know whether it's pounds or dollars, but it doesn't make it. Come on, have a guess. Just on that. Come on, have a guess. £10,000? She makes just over a million.
How'd she pay
that? We've got it. Food is. And clothes. Do you ever remember Imelda Marcos? Remember she had rooms full of shoes? How relevant this is, my friend. This is what Jesus said. Life is more than food. Food is necessary. And we have a God-given gift for appetite. When we lose our appetite, it's very sad indeed. It's very serious. My wife had some medication once when she could lost her taste. That's a very serious thing. That's a very sad thing when people lose their taste. Appetite is a wonderful thing, but life is more than food, okay? And the body more than clothes. I want to make 2 points, that's all. First of all, I want to give a warning from this. I believe there's a warning in it.
Yes.
And the second thing is, I want to give an encouragement. Now, let me just try that very briefly. What's the warning? Life is more than food. I say this is a word for this generation. Life, real life, consists of far more than material things. Food, money, possessions. Another series of programs on the telly I see is flog it this and buy that. Go around auction sales. Getting more and more stuff.
Yes.
Life is more than stuff. What did Jesus say? Hunger, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after
righteousness.
That's a word for this generation. Do you know what Jesus said about those who live for food and worry about it and take anxious thought and that's all they can think about? He said that's the Gentiles. Now the proper word for that is pagan. These are pagans. And I warn pagans. Life is more than food. For the time is coming when you won't want food anymore. But you will long for righteousness in that day of judgment. Make sure you are right with God. Don't worry so much about eggs and bacon and cheese and all the rest of it. Precious though it is, pleasant though it is. But we don't live for food, do we? We don't live to eat, we eat to live. It's a warning to the pagans. But I want to issue a word of encouragement to us believers this morning. The time is coming, my friend, when we'll eat our last meal. When we shan't worry any more about clothes. Or we've got the new frock, or the new suit, or the new shirt. We won't be going around the charity shops anymore looking for these sparks. No, we won't. No, no. But then we shall have life and have it more abundantly. Life is more than this stuff. And when all gives way, when our appetite goes, when our ability for spending goes, when our time in this world goes, what are we looking for then? Everlasting bliss, the blessed hope of the appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say to you, my friend, is, especially for us at our time of life, when all these external things are fading away and one day will drop right away, there is something for us to say, the best is yet to come. It's better by far. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Whatever that may mean, but it is better by far.
Yeah.
Be encouraged, brother and sister. I didn't always look like this, you know. I'm saggy and got creases and losing this and can't do that. But my friend, though the outward man perishes, the inward man, let's make sure of it, is renewed day by day. These outward things are fading. But the world to which we go, this world's a dream, says one of the hymn writers. I think it's Watts. This world's a dream, an empty show. But the world to which we go has joys lasting, eternal, rich. So be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Life is more than food, more than possessions, more than this world's goods. And let the pagans hear it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Get your priorities right. Life is more than food, money, and possessions. More, and the body more than clothes.